Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English we speak.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Helen.
Hi, I'm William. Today, Hampton Court Palace Flower Show is opening.
Oh, Hampton Court Palace Flower Show, the world's largest flower show. I've seen it on the news before. Oh, if only I had a garden.
Yeah, you live in an apartment, don't you, Helen?
Yeah. So, William, let me guess, today we're going to do a phrase relating to flowers and gardening?
Exactly.
So, what's a phrase?
No, it's gone. It's gone. It's no good. Oh. I can't think of a phrase right now.
Oh, well, let's just have a chat instead. I'm tired of learning new phrases anyway.
Okay. Well, how are you, Helen? How are the kids?
Oh, yeah, they're both really well. My little boy eats too much chocolate, though.
Oh, really? Well, you want to nip that in the bud.
Huh? Nip it in the bud?
Nip it in the bud. If you nip something in the bud, you stop it before it becomes a problem. Listen to this example from a business context.
The last few deliveries we've had from this company have all had broken parts in them.
Well, we need to nip that in the bud. Tell them that unless their service improves, we're going to look for another supplier.
So, in that example, the man was complaining about poor service from a supplier. The woman wanted to nip it in the bud.
That's right. She wanted to take steps to improve the service before it got even worse.
So where does this phrase come from, William? To nip something in the bud?
Well, it comes from gardening, actually. A bud is the part of a plant that becomes a flower, a leaf or a stem. If you nip something in the bud, you cut the bud off the plant before it has time to grow.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Well, gardening is a tough game, Helen. You have to nip things in the bud sometimes. You also have to kill slugs and snails.
Ooh, I'm glad I don't have a garden.
Bye.
Bye.
The English we speak.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.